You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
There are times in our life when we seek advice. I'm not talking about solicitors or lawyers when we need legal advice. It's when we need advice about personal things. And we might choose to ask someone, usually a close friend, because they struggled with the same problem. And so we might feel we can learn something through their experience.
Ah, but it's a totally different matter when we ask for advice. But how do you react when you often get unwanted advice from someone who doesn't really understand your problem?
I suppose there's a few ways to react to that. One, you thank them, but don't act on their advice. Two, you tune them out. Or three, you let them know in a direct way that it's none of their business.
I remember as a child receiving advice from an aunt who wasn't particularly interested in me. I judged that because she never sent me a birthday card or invited me to go out with her at any time. Well, you can imagine I didn't really listen to anything she had to say to me. As someone once said, unwanted advice is like stinging nettles.
That just proves the point that you have to earn someone's respect before handing out your unsolicited advice. They need to see that your life measures up and also that you are showing a genuine concern for their well-being.
And there are times when you truly need advice from someone you can trust, someone who's been on the road a lot longer and proved they've learned by their mistakes, and someone you know won't gossip about what you've shared with them.
A wise person should seek several avenues to be sure about the next step he or she must take in a troubling situation. Because we can always be sure we don't know all the answers. Even the wisest man in Israel, King Solomon, wrote about how important it is to have counsel from other shrewd folk. Listen to his advice. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisers, they succeed. And this, how good is a timely word.
Remember this, when someone rushes in with unasked for advice, be careful. You should be the one who asks those you can trust, those who have led responsible lives. And in this way, you can multiply your chances for making a wise decision.
The Holy Bible, which God has given to us as a guide through life and to lead us home to heaven, is full of amazing advice. It has helped believers through thousands of years to lead blessed and productive lives. It has given assurance that because of Jesus' death on the cross, their sins have been forgiven. It tells us of how to be sure we can be saved from the fear of death and hell by believing on the name and the person of Jesus Christ, God's Son.
To many folk today, the words found in the Bible mean nothing to them. They treat God's word as a stack of unwanted advice. They want to feel they are in control of their life and will not listen to anything God has to say about anything. Sadly, when they come to the end of their lives, they will realize just how mistaken they were to ignore their need of a Savior.
That well-known poem, Invictus, is their creed. I'll quote the last two verses. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Yes, it sounds very brave, but it's really so much whistling in the dark. We're not the captain of our souls as much as we might think we are. At the end of this life, we will have to face God.
God says this, there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Right now is the time to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.